Vanderbilt neuroscientist David Knoll studies the impact of nurture and nature working together to help young people learn flexible self-control.
Self-control in this case, in the case of cognitive control, is your ability to do the right thing despite the fact that you feel like doing something altogether different. Flexibility in cognitive control points mostly at your ability to rapidly change the control that you're applying based on the current situation that you're in.
Knoll gives an example of following the rules of the road when driving on unfamiliar streets. He and his colleagues have developed a computational model to show just how the neural circuits in the brain's prefrontal cortex interact with life experiences.
Developmental psychology has well established that the experiences that children have a very pronounced effect on the development of the brain and the development of appropriate cognitive functioning as an adult. What we're interested here in this work is trying to figure out the details, trying to figure out what kinds of experiences interact with what kind of special biological properties of certain brain circuits in order to give rise, in this case, to flexible self-control.
Knoll hopes that his research will contribute to a better understanding of developmental disorders such as ADHD and autism.
We've just started to explore how different kinds of systems develop when certain parts of the brain are damaged from a very early age.
Knoll, who's also a computer scientist, is part of the Vanderbilt Center for Integrative and Cognitive Neuroscience. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.